What's shaking, listeners? This is Smurf.
This is Casual Ninja.
And this is episode 5 of the Less Gets Canceled podcast.
Where everything's drawn uncut.
Just like 20 fucking 20.
Yeah, this year fucking sucks, y'all. Seriously. 4th of July, people. Great weekend. But a whole bunch of fucking murders. I mean, what the bloody hell. Somebody even got killed in front of my building. On a Sunday, no less. On God's day. I don't know what's going on in the city, man. First the firecrackers, now the killings.
Man, it was going to happen like that. For the past 4 or 5 weeks, I'm like, hey, what's the best day to fire off a gun? When you sound mask it with some fucking fireworks. Most of the people out here were using, look like Macy's down my block.
Oh, well, yeah.
The party.
Hey, the way things are going now, man, listen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea what to say. It's just like, you know, the protesting, they haven't stopped at all, and they haven't mentioned this shit. They don't even mention this shit that agrees with their narrative. You know, let's not talk about the black-on-black crime that's been going on in all fucking 5 boroughs. And half these people that got killed were kids. But let's not talk about that.
Mm-mm. It doesn't support no agenda.
Nope. And it freaking sucks. And that's another thing that bothers me. You talk about slavery and all this other bullshit, man. You doing small shit that makes no sense. Okay? The bedroom shit, the master bedroom. Now it's the primary bedroom. Are you kidding me?
Oh, that's not all. In the computer community, the master slave terms for the electronic pieces. Gotta reword that, buddies.
I mean, I ain't going front. When I was in college, I always went like slave, master. You know what? It's technology. Nobody's gonna give a shit.
Everything nowadays. Everything. Was it Cardi B under fire for saying Hennessy's eyes are chinky?
Well, if she smokes weed, then they're going to be chinky.
Yo, how long we been using the word chinky? Just, you know, it's chinky eyes.
I used it yesterday.
Like, ridiculous. We getting upset at this?
I don't know. I got no words. We're all fucked. I keep on saying that.
Anybody get bothered by something? Oh, no. That offended me. Fuck, make a joke about a fat dog one day. No, my dog is a little overweight. That hurt my feelings. Like, you could be a clown, my nigga. You could be a clown.
Mm-hmm.
Getting pies thrown in your face. Somebody in the crowd. I feel bad for that man. Get the righteous nerve to get up and want to stand up for you, even though this is your dream job at that. Like, you want pies thrown in your face. Now you got some fucking white bitch over here. Oh, no, this man is being degraded in front of a crowd. Everybody's, I can't use the word. I was going to use the word uppity, but that's a racist word, too, now.
When did uppity become racist?
CNN released, like, a page of, like, words that should be dropped from your vocabulary because they're racist.
Mm-hmm.
Grandfathered in. Racist.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because the term came out 2 years after black people got rights and such.
Mm-hmm.
So they had no way of being grandfathered in. So only people being grandfathered in were white people.
So
it's a white term.
So we just live in a day and age where everything is just
everything's
easy to call racist.
Everything's offensive. We're going to end up going with knock-knock jokes about banana, and then orange.
You know, my TV's black and it's hanging from a wall, but let's not talk about that. That might be racist, too.
Why you got to hang that black TV up there?
Hey, at least it's a wall, not a tree. Am I right?
What was it? What was it? The guy from Family Guy put it in good perspective in the last episode.
I didn't watch that episode.
The principal made fun of Chris for being fat.
Oh.
And Lois comes out. It's the year. What the hell is wrong with you? It's the year 2020. It is not okay to say anything.
Clearly. Can't say shit, man.
No, you can't. Everybody's offended by something.
Yeah, matter of fact, what was that article you read to me before about the female rappers and shit?
Yeah,
read that to me now.
Where is it?
Because I had something to say earlier about that, and I was like, can you repeat that? Because I was about to rant, and I feel like once I hear it again, I'm going to rant again.
Here we go. I only want to hear women rapping, she says.
Mm-hmm.
Janelle Monáe.
Okay.
She's sick of male rappers' misogyny. women, black women in particular, mm-hmm. have been betrayed by the majority of men for far too long.
Mm-hmm.
The systems that enable patriarchy and abusers of power are burning. Either bring the gasoline or burn with them. She don't want to hear no more male rappers talking about how they smack women and suck this and fuck that.
Bitch, are you fucking serious? We just going to forget about City Girls, Lil' Kim, Trina, who we got? We got Doja Cat now, and then we got Nicki Minaj. We got all them freaking female rappers talking about pussy this, my pussy that, nigga fuck this, take his Cash App, what? Come on. I don't hear that shit. It may not be as many female rappers doing that shit. I'm pretty sure a lot of unknown female rappers on Worldstar, but they're not, you know, all the main clout ones, yeah. Those are only five I know. I mean, you got, what's the girl's name?
Oh.
The one that married Papoose. I mean, she don't really rap like that. She actually got, Remy Ma. Yeah, she really got lyrics. She don't rap about pussy, you know. I mean, she does maybe one song, but most times she got bars. Every other chick just rap about pussy, this, get the bag of that. So what the fuck she talking about? I don't want to hear that mess. I want to hear that mess, man. Come on. Oh, we both do it, bitch. We both
Everybody
do it.
Everybody
does it.
It's fucking music. There's no originality. Plus, the music isn't meant for you. Don't get upset at the person making the music. Get upset with yourself for listening to it. Because if you already know what it is, why do you keep listening to it?
Man, who wakes up trying to find shit to get offended to? I'm laughing and I'm enjoying the fact that this world is so disordered and so freaking crazy right now.
Yo, I got into it with tall one.
Tall one. Oh, you did?
You know, Z, yeah. What not into it. Like we discussing, like I told him, like, yo, they were going on somebody for appropriating a hairstyle. He was like, what? I was like, oh, some Karen chick, you know, wearing braids. He got upset. He's like, listen, I'm tired of this shit. I'm fucking black and tired. And that's the worst kind of tired. Like, ain't nobody invent no goddamn hairstyle. It's a hairstyle. You don't see no Asian bitch getting up in her feelings for all these women wearing bob cuts and bob wigs and stuff.
Nope.
That's an Asian thing.
Pretty much.
What did he say? He said, that's Mrs. Swan hairstyle from Mad TV. He said, you don't see none of these white bitches getting upset when you do your hair like that, right? So chill the fuck out. It's here. What's next? Y'all gonna say we can't wear Rockaway? That y'all gonna have to stop wearing Sean John and all this?
It's called the weave.
He went in on the gay gay people.
Man, don't even get me started on
that. Not saying anything bad about that. Yeah. He was saying like Louis Vuitton, gay. Tom Ford, gay. Versace was gay. Hilfiger, gay.
That's all news
and
to me.
All these dudes, all the people who talk about, oh man, I ain't with that gay shit. Y'all buying their clothes and endorsing them.
Tommy Hilfiger was gay.
All of them niggas is gay.
All I knew about him, he was racist.
All of them. Versace was killed, what, checking the mail? Get it? You know? He was,
yeah, I actually saw the movie.
They caught him.
That's actually pretty funny.
He was trying to fill the slot, bro.
Wow. Okay. Wow. I don't know. 2020 is really the year you can't say shit about shit because everybody got offended.
I mean, the only thing not offending people right now is this whole scandal with Jada and Will.
Entanglement.
Entanglement. Entanglement, nigga, entanglement.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Bitch, you fucked him.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me just explain something to you, okay? If this could happen to Will Smith, the guy who makes millions of dollars every year, that means even your girl's crab legs can get cracked, too. You feel me?
I mean, but remember, they were separated at the time. And I'm telling you, he was with Margot Robbie.
I wouldn't be surprised about that. I would not be surprised about that. But
he was showing her the Wild Wild West.
But they always had a weird relationship to me, man. I thought it was open. So if it was open, does it matter if y'all together or not? Y'all still stayed married.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about it. But it's like, they had a weird relationship. I'm pretty sure she fucked mad niggas. Just like he fucked mad bitches. And that's why they got eccentric kids.
Ah, she got me upset. Yeah, she could have called me.
I never wanted Jada Smith. I never wanted her.
I mean, hey, I was just going to fuck her because it's an association of Will Smith. I'd have been going around like, I fucked Will Smith's girl. I wasn't going to say I fucked Jada. I fucked Will Smith's girl.
Yeah, but yeah, it's like they'll be impressed for like a couple of days. It won't hold it too much clout.
That's
though.
Enough. That's enough for me.
I'm not saying she's not cute, but
none of them are. Have you seen his, their daughter?
You talking about the one who whips her hair back and forth?
I don't know. Willow, is it?
Yeah, Willow. What the?
The bitch from...
you know, we got to start watching these crazy shows when we do the podcast, man.
That was, what was it? Handicap.
Yeah. what the?
Let's just not commentate on that. Just leave that to us.
Yeah.
Gotta have fun while we do this, you know?
Yeah, pretty much, because the rest of the world going to shit. There was a protest yesterday and a protest today. I don't know what they're supposed to accomplish.
For what now?
What else? I have no idea what they're protesting anymore. Okay, cops got defunded. Cops went to jail who killed George Floyd. I don't know what they're protesting about.
Like, honestly, I'm...
I gave up. I don't follow no more.
I'm not saying I'm not with the program or anything, but I can't get in... It's tiring. Mm-hmm. It's exhausting. The same conversations day in and day out and nothing happening. I'd rather just isolate myself. If I could, I'd pack up and find a cabin somewhere deep in the woods. As long as I got Wi-Fi, we good.
Well, you know what pissed me off? The thing that pissed me off is every time I come home, I hear the news. Apparently, coronavirus could do this now. It could do that, do this, that, and the third. This is one jack-of-all-trades virus, bro, because usually a virus does one thing.
This shit's evolving.
Yeah, I'm like, is superpowers going to be next? I would love that shit that be a thing, except for killing people.
It's just going to keep getting stronger until it does its job, which is probably wipe out 30% of this population.
The way people are, bro, it's not really a bad thing. Just saying. Why does the cat have braces?
Because he can't go to kitten school with crooked teeth. You know, kittens can be cruel.
You know, this cat actually looks pretty cute with braces on.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like he's smiling at me.
Bare essentials for his cats. Look.
Wow. That's... Well, okay. There was not a cat in a jacuzzi with a chain with the word pussy around his neck. I'm... Oh,
you can call him Waco.
Oh, they call me a Waco kid. The Rockin' Steady by Shoot With This Hand.
They not gonna get that. They gotta see it.
Yeah, I know. They got. Okay, I'm not even gonna bring up that movie. They might take it off the air.
Yeah. It's racist.
Yeah, it's a funny racist movie. Extremely funny.
Yo, I'm surprised. I bet you they're gonna strike the Richard Pryor flicks and all of them.
Probably.
With Gene Wilder and all that.
I'm not. They're probably gonna get to it and cancel it anyway. So I'm not gonna help them by telling the name. Fuck y'all. Nope. Y'all canceled enough shit already. You want this world to be gay and blacklist. That's what you want this world to be. Gay.
Not even and gay and blacklist. Nah, they just more gay, more black, less white.
Yeah, that's
Wow.
Nah, I can't do it, bro. Can't.
What was that just now?
I don't know, man.
Oh, man.
Okay, we got to tell the listeners what we watching, bro, because this
Paradise PD.
Yeah, Paradise PD, man. This...
It's what it's like the people that made Brickleberry. This dude's pissing his pants.
Son, what the hell is with this guy?
It's the people that made Brickleberry. So let's stop watching this.
Yeah.
I'm getting carried away.
Yeah, but other than that, just the coronavirus, that shit just it's sticking around. It's not phase one. I don't know what to say. It's just like, you know what? We're already in July, okay? And guess what's Will Smith's least favorite month is? August.
Ooh.
Yeah. And with freaking coronavirus, you guys can forget about Halloween. Forget about Halloween.
All them sexy outfits. Gone.
Yeah, forget about Black Friday. I mean, Cyber Monday's going to still be around, but forget about that shit.
Yo, Black, could you imagine niggas piling up outside Walmart and all that, 4 a.m, 3,000 strong?
So ain't no gonna be shooting. Everybody's gonna be coughing on each other. Be like, what? Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
Did you just threaten me?
Yeah, nigga, what's good?
Oh, this nigga whipped out the saliva. Nah.
Corona, nigga.
Speaking of that shit, yo, if some of you are the type of people that have done this over the past 2 weeks, these virus parties and participating, going to these parties, masses and stuff, this is like a PSA for you. You're a fucking retard.
Y'all stupid.
You are the people that we need to dump.
Who the fuck Society is a fucking virus train. Party?
And you are the back part of the train that's slowing us down.
Who has a virus party.
Yo, these idiots. Yo, and I don't want to say, I'm not even going to call on the topic, but it's these idiot college kids. They had in another state a party, and all the sororities pooled money, and the person who could get corona first wins the money.
Okay, was this like a, my bad? It was just like a, it was like a Make-A-Wish Foundation.
No, it's just niggas looking for whatever thing to like make a creative type of challenge, because everything nowadays is an influencer thing. You want to make money without doing real work? Get on TikTok. Get on Instagram. Most people nowadays are doing everything. Trying to be a skit person on TikTok, making real skits on Instagram and YouTube. All they're trying to do is make it easy, but there's not that much people can be creative with. So what they see? A pandemic that's trending and go, hey, you want to see me lick this toilet? If I can get to 1 million views, I'll lick this toilet in public.
Yo, speaking of TikTok, you know it's about to be banned in America.
Good, man. You don't see too many Chinese diplomats and all that got their ties into TikTok.
Yeah, I know.
Amazon released a thing saying if you got TikTok, delete it. We don't want it. If you got company email coming into your phone, delete TikTok or you're fired.
Delete TikTok or else TikTok.
Yo, nah. That I'm telling you, that's some Chinese spyware shit right there. You gonna find your picture on an unimpressed male steroids ad in China one day.
Yo, check it out, check it out. I'm about to make Facebook a lot of money. All right? You like TikTok so much? We'll just add a fucking TikTok feature to the Instagram. Everybody lives on the gram anyway.
Because Facebook has to buy it from them first.
No, don't buy TikTok. Just add a feature to all the shit they do.
I'm good, because they
I mean, I'm not going to use it.
It's still, if you incorporate, look at your phone, man. You get on Instagram and just say something that you want to buy.
Oh,
scroll down. Watch that shit pop up on your feed.
Son, I bought a black phone and it still spies me. That's black on black crime.
I feel like we're living in Demolition Man. Everything's modern and there's cameras everywhere listening to you.
Yeah, see, about that. Yeah, I can't just have a headset to do sex. I need the real thing. Yeah. No.
Sandra Bullock scene.
Yeah. No. 3D over here.
I'm pretty sure they're gonna deem that racist too.
How the fuck is that racist?
Black criminal from the past comes back to the gets frozen, gets released to commit crimes in the future, and a white cop comes in to save the day.
Yeah, the only thing criminal about that is his hairstyle.
Top of that, who else was on his team? He was one black guy terrorizing an entire city
of white people. Well, I mean, hey, this time white people are rioting. Yeah, in 2020, white people are rioting. For us, the minorities.
Telling you, we're going to end up like one of these, it's going to be like, what is that, Mad Max or some shit. The Purge. Post-apocalyptic type nonsense.
I don't know. I have no idea what this world is going to lead to after this year. Like, hopefully for the better, but I doubt it. I mean, shit, I just read it on the news like 5 minutes ago. That police have to get their own personal insurance when they get into altercations. They got no more backups.
Yep. City ain't gonna help them no more.
Thank you, Mayor Bill de Blasio, you bitch.
That nigga gonna flip. Watch. He gonna turn on them.
He turned right back to the cops.
He gonna turn on the people and then go back to the cops. He's like a light switch. He's flipped back and forth, man.
Like Willow Smith. I whip my hair back.
Wow. Look at that. Oh, look. Dairy even thing. Some singer is slamming a show on Netflix called 365 DNI.
Oh, I heard of it. Never seen it.
Yeah, now. Oh, and this is exactly whatever that chick, Megyn Kelly or whatever, said. Yeah, taking shots at TV shows and everything because of, like, small little racist thing. What's next? Y'all gonna start attacking shows that do rape and sexualized scenes and stuff? Singer victim of kidnapping rape blast movie that glamorizes sex trafficking. It's a goddamn fucking movie.
Guys,
people want to see bad things happen so that somebody can come and save the fucking day. What's next? You're going to start doing politically correctness in Marvel and DC before Superman saves you from a falling building? Ma'am, do I have your permission to... Oh, I forgot. They fall at a very fast speed.
That would be funny to watch.
Gotta find a way to show that question.
That would be funny to watch, man. That would be funny. But yeah, this is a public service announcement, people. Everybody's terrible. What do I mean by that? Simple. We play Bonneville games like Call of Duty and Battlefield, which is real shit that happens in war. But nobody talking about that. No, they talk about Grand Theft Auto. It corrupt the kids. Oh, kids kill and rape people. That's why we got Columbine. No, we as a people are horrible people, okay? Rape happens. Don't act like this shit ain't real. Or don't act like gun violence ain't real.
We're
don't
not
like,
glamorizing anything. Yeah, it's real. A subject. We could have said it. Yo, you could have turned it different. It could have been too fucking... The show could have been about aliens.
Yeah.
And it could have been an alien raping a dog. I had a dream once that me and my dog were aliens. That's offensive.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody's going to find something wrong with it.
You can't find everything offensive.
Look,
you can't.
They started a petition. You know the show, the movie Split?
Yeah.
They don't show it in Netflix in America, but they want a petition to take it down from all of Netflix everywhere and never be put back in its library because it supposedly misinterprets or misrepresents people with personality disorders.
Okay, I just got to say it, okay? The little changes y'all making don't mean shit, okay? You changing primary to master primary, Uncle Slam's flapjacks.
Words. Y'all over here changing movies, making Uncle voice Man actors Rice. Step down for now. Look at what you got to deal with now. For all of you people that are fighting for this change on TV shows that really have a small little impact in the world that have really nothing to do, it's just a fucking job.
Mm-hmm.
You out here now, 18, 20 season of something, listening to one guy, now you're going to change it up. And now when you don't want to hear that person on the show because, it sounds weird, they changed the guy. Ugh, blah. You made this way.
Yeah.
It was you, nobody else. Nobody has a problem with anything else. If it was a black guy doing a white voice character.
Yeah.
But it's a goddamn voice character. Yo, Malcolm X told you they will hit you with superficial rewards and shit. Paraphrasing here, but you're gonna get hit with titles, TV shows and stuff, right? But they're not gonna get you. They're not gonna get you no equity. They're not gonna get you no kind of economic equality. They just gonna make you feel good, like, oh yeah, look, they changed the street name to Dr. Martin Luther King. Yeah, where do you live? Oh, I live in a shithole closet apartment down the block. Say $700 rent. One bedroom, toilets next to the bath.
You know,
next to the bed.
I Googled this. Any street named Dr. Martin Luther King in America, ain't none of the streets are safe. That's the ironic part about
it. They make
that.
Them, they put them in urban neighborhoods and stuff.
It's like, where you at? You know, I'm on MLK. Run.
Look at, what was it a few years ago? Some white folk down in Bushwick wanted to change the Graham Avenue, the Avenue of Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to change the name. Oh, but a lot of Puerto Ricans don't live here no more.
Mm.
They started a petition to try to change something that was historic for the Puerto Rican people.
Really? What the? Oh, God. Okay. Anyway.
Don't pay attention.
Yeah. All right. So. You guys are missing the point, all right? Five people got hanged a few weeks ago. And they set a woman on fire by a bus stop. Ain't no one talking about that. Like, the little changes y'all think y'all making, y'all not making no type of real changes here, man. And everybody who's doing the whole coronavirus parties, what is Trump taking too long to give you your next stimulus check?
He is.
I mean, it's supposed to come in either August or September.
Nah,
so.
But look, what was it? We were fighting to defund the police, right?
Yeah.
We got. That's my bad. Your pen's kind of strong. Mm-hmm. Fuck out of here. Bring the whole world down. Sorry. But we defunded the police. Not a few days later, what did they do? They shot up some dude wearing a fucking doll freaking wig, blonde hair doll.
Yeah, that was
wig,
in Brooklyn, yeah. Shot two
people.
Trench
coat,
yep.
And he hit an AR-15 in there, and he shot two people randomly. Just randomly.
Mm-hmm.
About a couple of days before that, or a week or so before that, a guy in Flatbush washing his car got his head blown
because
some random dude just walked by and said, hey, you know what? It looked like a good day to pop a few shots into someone.
Yeah.
And now those murders happen, and those same people are now screaming, we need more cops. Y'all got rid of the detectives on this block. There's a lot of drug dealers and killers out here. But you were just saying that all the cops are evil.
Some people already think that. I'm like, and I'd be
you
trying to tell people.
I understand there's a lot of bad shit going on. But guess what? I've been wronged by people of different natures in life.
I've been wronged by family members.
Yes, cops, whites, blacks, freaking over here, family members, friends, dude, random people I've seen from different walks of life, that does not give me the right to go, oh, this guy's a prick. So that means everybody associated with this is a goddamn prick.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how it goes. Because then that's exactly what everybody's been going through. So the only thing you're not fighting for change. The only thing you're fighting for is to make people feel your pain. And the only way you want people to feel your pain is to go through the exact same situation.
That's it. You guys need to actually do what's important and just focus on the real matters at hand. It's like, yeah, what the cops did was wrong. We all know that. Other cops know that. Okay, so don't fuck the rest of the system because of a few bad apples. But ain't nobody trying to hear that.
Nah, they want to fuck the whole system saying one rotten apple.
Mm-hmm.
Spoils the bunch.
Oh, the apple ain't too far from the tree. It's like, no, there's good people. There's good and bad people in everything, man. Good and bad everywhere. So you can't just classify, oh, this is good, this is bad, this is racist, this is not, this is good, this is black. You know, it's like, you can't do that. Like, this world is three-dimensional. It's what you know, it's what I know, and what's the actual fact. And that's how life is. And there's no change in that. But what you're doing, you are, as I said, I'm saying, you're obstructing people's, like, freedoms of speech.
Yeah, well, JK, yo, and so I was really upset. I was really upset, because I'm not really a big Potter fan or anything. Mm-hmm. But I was very upset.
I've seen all the movies.
That, you know, the gay community took shots. I know she said some offensive shit before this, but you took shots because she made a joke about what happened to those things that menstruate. What do they call? Wibbidin, Wabon. She's trying to say what happened to women. That's all. She's not targeting nobody. She's just calling shots at what happened to women. Where all the women at? And now they're saying that she's a threat to the whole letter community there. Now she and a couple other writers and all these people are trying to get a petition going saying, y'all got to stop this fight on freedom of speech. Like, that's not right. It's the whole point of writing a book is an imagination and all this. Stop taking it to heart. What's it called? They want an end to an abuse for voicing opinions. You can't say nothing. You can't be you no more. You got to be a robot, a system, a cog in this system right now.
Yeah, guys, try all this. We want freedom shit in the Middle East. I bet you'll die the same day. Okay? Just be happy you can actually protest this shit in America, which goes to show you what? It's not really that fucking bad. And try and claim that all this evil shit's going on, but like, yo, before I even brought this shit's been going on for years. Ain't nobody been complaining. People been partying, living their life and all this shit until now. Boom. Cop kills somebody, and now all this, you know, I fucking hate that cop because this is all his fault. He started all this shit because he had a personal grudge against the guy he killed. I hate this
it
man.
It was a personal against him?
He knew
him. I thought it was a grudge because he was, like, literally racist.
No, he knew the guy. Mm. Yeah, he personally knew the black guy. So, George Floyd. And it was a personal thing. So everybody, like, because that shit.
Apparently they work together, no?
I heard that too, yeah.
I heard that they supposedly had the same job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's probably getting more bitches than him. But he was like, oh, I hate this guy.
Yeah, I love the conspiracy theorist people out there when they first arrested the dude.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's not him. The picture looks different. Dude, it's the goddamn internet.
Oh,
you
no.
Want to see the real fact? Go up to the what is it? The directory? The public information directory?
Oh, Google it.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop going based on social media. Social media is going to distort shit just to do whatever they want. It's called trolling. You ever go on fucking YouTube and look for a video you want and it's that never gonna fucking give you up song, Rick Rolled?
Mm-hmm.
It's called trolling. People like to take shit. It's called misinformation spreading. They like to do it. They're not getting at anything out of it that I know, but to me, I feel like they get the shits and giggles. They go back and they look at how many views and likes and stuff they picture got, and they're like, oh, yeah, 7 million people think this is this nigga or did that or fell down this and watched my video. They jizz off to this type of stuff.
Yeah.
Because seriously, what do you get out of putting a fake thing up there? You're not getting no money off of it. It's not benefiting you in no way. It's counterproductive.
Yeah, that's why I don't like trolls. Here's the thing. Thing about trolls. You took a lot of time and effort to put up that bullshit, which means you got nothing going on in your personal
no
life.
No life, but trying to None. Make people miserable.
None. And that's a sad way to live. I'd be feeling bad for trolls. Like, yeah, you say whatever, but you have when a motherfucker knows you.
Yo, you know what really upset me?
What
was that? I was watching the video of, was it DC? I don't know where it was. It was these two white people.
Mm.
They brought black paint to try to paint over the Black Lives Matter thing on the street.
Mm.
And, yo, the girl who's yelling at her, she's keeping her calm because, yo, it would have been me. I would have punched her by now. I'd have knocked her.
He said I would have punched her.
I don't give a fuck if he's a woman. I don't give two flying fucks.
Mm.
What are you going to do? Call the cops and tell them? What are you going to tell them? Oh, she came over while I was trying to deface something that they put in the community, which is called graffiti and it's called vandalism. While I was doing that, she came over, broke my mop, and then punched me in the face. Yeah, you're going to get me for assault, but you was just vandalizing and putting graffiti up on the street.
Yeah.
Yo, she kept her calm. I would have walked over and this guy, white guy, recording saying, oh, it's racist. It's racist because all lives matter. Why does I care for your life and my life? You can hear in his voice that he just wanted to tell the guy next to him. He just wanted to call him boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, none of I couldn't be in these situations if some of these people got the strength to just talk and just record. I'd have thrown it down on the floor and start choking you.
You know,
and while I'm choking you, I'm be whispering, yeah, you think you have life matter now?
Yeah, you know, you don't even need to call the cops anymore. To just call Karen. Yeah. She'll
cry and get something.
Yeah, she come with an iPhone and a gun.
I'm loving it though, man, because now this weepy bullshit story don't fly no more.
Yeah.
Don't fly no more. Y'all gonna keep going. He did like, yo, how you got the nerve to sit here and lie to people while you're being recorded? There's video of you.
There's a black guy here bothering me. And I told him to cut the malarkey.
Like that lady that pulled out her gun on the Hill family. I think that's what their name was. Because they got rude with her daughter.
Really?
And the lady, you're not, use a mom or use a dad, you're not going to take that shit. So she walked up to the lady and got in her face. And when she got in her face, that white chick pulled out a gun. Now she's sitting in court saying she feared for her life. You feared for your life because of one black woman with her two teenage daughters. Mind you, you're with your husband getting your car and leaving. You brought your guns with you. You didn't fear for your life. You were looking for an excuse to use your gun.
I'm pretty sure there is a lot of white people who scare black people.
They are.
Because of the movies.
Yo, they are.
You just get to know us. We're friendly. We got iced tea. And we got Jordans.
I'm pretty sure, yo, you know how many times we done watch some more. The most offensive shit involving black people making fun of white people.
I don't like offensive shit.
What was it? What's his name? Ray Lapowski?
Oh, yeah, I remember that guy.
That white comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Says he's more black than people in that were in the arena in Detroit.
Shit. It's pretty fucked.
Like, yo, we didn't have this problem back in the 90s.
I miss the 90s.
We did not have this early 2000 problem, yo. Chris Rock said what he wanted to say. Jimmy Kimmel said what he wanted to say. Everybody said what they wanted to say, and people laughed about it.
Yeah, Bill Maher, all of them.
Right? What is it? That Dennis Leary, and what was the other guy he has like a serious talk show, but he's a comedian. I forget. He's one of these old white guys with a beard and scruffy hair.
Oh, then I definitely don't know then.
He was in one of those Crypt Keeper movies.
Yeah.
Like, where did we fuck up where everything became offensive?
Because
I'm pretty sure we started going downhill once, like, oh, it's fat's not cool.
Yeah, fat shaming became a thing, but just like...
Bullying. To an extent... Yeah, stop the bullying, but really, it builds a little character, because all you're raising is a little bitch.
Yeah, fat shaming. fat shaming. I don't feel bad about that. Lose fucking weight. That's it. It's like, yo, obviously you're doing too much in the kitchen.
Put the spatula of lasagna down.
Put the fork.
And pick up a fork with a spoon.
Here's a tip to how to lose weight. Eat cereal with milk and a fork. There you go. Let thoggy tear you. Yeah, I don't feel bad about fat shaming. Really,
the best way to, like, while still making yourself some good food, the best way to lose weight while still making great food is cook up your food, you know, your rice, your beans, your pork chop.
Yeah.
Get a nice tall glass of water, right? If you put the food down on the table, take a nice, the whole cup of water, just drink it first, right? Then you grab the food and throw it out because you're a fat piece of shit.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Fuck that shit, man. I've been skinny my entire life. A little bit underweight for most of it. And dude, they skinny shame me. I didn't give a fuck.
Is that a thing?
Dude, you know how many times, especially with the older folk in my family, you're so scary. Yeah, that's funny, right? Don't ask me to get something for you. Because in 10 minutes, you're going to go to the kitchen and your fat hands are too big to fit in the spot right behind the sink where you drop the sponge, or you can't dial something because your fat fingers are too big for the touchpad. Yo.
People make fun of skinny people?
I once cut my uncle's ass because he had the nerve to tell me how skinny I am, that I don't eat, even though I eat like a fucking fat man. But his ass had to program speed dial into his phone because he would be pushing two numbers at a time. Wow. Dude was 246. Wow. And he was short. He was like 5'7".
That's a fat motherfucker.
Yeah. The dude was round. Like, I felt like if you pushed him, he would roll continuously. Nah. Like, just...
That's funny. Damn. Yeah, but yeah, lose the weight, people. It's called tough love. Right? God damn it, this world need to learn that shit again. Tough fucking love.
I mean, like... you're just making signs quietly.
I'm trying so hard to not react to half the shit I've seen on this television screen. Oh.
So if you want to know what the show of the week is, this week it's Paradise PD. And if anybody's seen Brickleberry from Comedy Central, Daniel Tosh's show,
yeah,
it's the exact same thing, but instead of Tree Park Rangers, they're cops.
Yeah.
Funny, they go to Brickleberry, though.
Who goes to Brickleberry?
Them. They go meet their counterparts.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they make a joke of how they were too poor to afford more than one episode.
Yeah. Shit, man.
Look at that. This show's gonna get, oh my god. So I'm gonna press play and let them hear this.
Woo! Good morning, Forrest Whitaker.
That's just a prime example of what we're talking about.
They're gonna take this show down because of that. He was talking to his wife.
A white woman, no less.
His wife, because she got a black eye.
Hello, Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, well, good morning, Forrest Whitaker. So there's an episode on this same show. Yeah. This is another reason they'll get canceled.
Mm.
The old guy's name's Hobson, right? And at one point, they had said something, it's Thanksgiving, and they hired the wrong entertainer. They hired a midget Cupid, and the midget Cupid was black. So somebody had knocked, threw him out a window or something, and Hobson was driving the car. He landed onto the car. He's like, it's happening. They're flying coloreds.
Oh, my God.
They're going to take this show down, I swear to God, just because of the racist remarks that happened in this show.
Yeah, I bet, man.
They said something about, look, is your dog bite? He's like, what do you think I am, some kind of vicious animal? I'm not a pit bull. Do I look like I come with a Puerto Rican owner?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I think we should end it on that note, bro. I think we should end on that note. What you think?
Oh, yeah, we could just call it a night there.
Yeah. Till next time, people, keep your head up. Don't live in the quarantine states. And see y'all next week.
And wash your damn hands.
Yeah, and wear the freaking mask. All right, y'all. Peace.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a belt out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine.